transition and invite Justin to join us. So it's a real honour to have Justin with us. And, you know, I feel like Creative Space is a little Company of Burning Hearts baby in a way. You know, because everything that you guys have sown into me, and I know with Elizabeth and Rob as well, we're so inspired by everything, all the teachings and what you help us frame up and just engage God's heart with. And you know, for me, that is a future that is warming with God's presence, with his glory, with creativity, with light. And we all have a little part in that, and that's the fun thing about Creative Space. You know, my part looks different to Rob's and Elizabeth's and Rachel's, but together there's this beautiful picture of God's glory that he's releasing, that he's sort of engaging us with from that place of relationship and union. And I love everything that I get to hear, and I feel so privileged, Justin and Rachel, to hear you a lot.
Thank you, Janine.
So over to you, and just go for as long as you want.
Right, well, although I'm a bit of a preacher, I'm not going to go on for long tonight. I just want to engage some ideas to help us transition into grounding out this expansive realm, because there is a huge outpouring going on right now across the earth of higher consciousness, and ideas are flooding the earth. You know, the Lord is pouring out his spirit like water. So we're right now, if you're on planet Earth, you are in a realm of frequency where literally heaven is pounding earth and creativity is exploding as a consequence. This is marked by the celestial clock, and I've talked about this before, is that we've transitioned from Pisces to Aquarius. And the Bible says that the heavens declare the glory of the Lord, and they're for times and for seasons. So there's a season going on the earth right now, which is indicative of water. So Aquarius is all about waters being poured out, spirit being poured out, a realm of knowledge being poured out. So we're living in a remarkable time. The amount that knowledge is being released now, mem is the word in Hebrew, and we get words like memory, remember, memorial. So it's activating a memory in us of the divine. It's activating within us a realm that's already within us. So a different kind of consciousness is emerging in this season. And the way we've done church has to radically change, because we're not in the age, Piscean age. And you see that symbol on the clothing of the Anglican Church, for example. It's all about fishing of men. This age is about stewarding the age and reign of grace. It's about actually creating a beyond a decade into centuries of revealing. So we're governing an age. We're moving from governing just individual situations that will continue, but into seeing us steward an age of innovation, transformation, transfiguration. Mm. Now, the motion has been set in action by the Lord on this, where he said, I will act and who will reverse it? That's in the book of Isaiah. So one of the key books that's open right now in the heavens is the book of Isaiah. There are mysteries in the book of Isaiah that are wide open in heaven. The way the Lord described it to me, it was actually Enoch said this. He said, all of heaven's conspiring around the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah is creating a buzz, a frequency, a realm that's opening up on the earth right now. Wow. And they are going to fulfill the words of Isaiah. There are incredible promises in the book of Isaiah, like arise and shine, for your light has come. Right. And the glory of the Lord rises upon you. So there's something rising upon us in this time that is going to be seen. It's not hidden. It's going to be revealed. It's going to be profound. One of the things I was shown is called oaks of righteousness. Mm-hmm. Oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. We will rebuild the ruined cities. We will be called repairer of the breach, and we'll heal the desolation of generations. So it, hidden in that is the fact it's going to affect our genetics. It's going to affect the generations. It's going to affect the ancient ruins. So there are things in ancient history that are going to be rebuilt and rediscovered, and we're going to rebuild the ruined places. So when I came out of the realm where I heard that, I heard a voice speaking as I was coming through the layers of creation, and I heard the word landscaper, architects, designers, and I saw a realm of creativity flooding the earth. Now, where we're going in terms of our creativity is so beyond anything we've ever known. We're literally in every domain that you can think of, creativity is going to come to the forefront.
Come on.
We're going to move out of mass production, where we've done things just because they're functional. The functional age is going to end. We are moving into the well-being, joy economy, where it will all be about well-being. Does this bring you joy? And people are going to start to make things in a way that brings joy. They're going to make music, dance, architecture in a way that brings joy. There will be a single thing created that doesn't carry the frequency of joy. Joy and well-being is the most serious business of heaven. So for you know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. So what the Lord's releasing upon the earth is not harm, is joy, is well-being, an expansive kingdom. And part of that will be technology, which I was surprised at. You know, I didn't know technology was a part of the kingdom realm growing up. But the Lord said to me, these were his exact words. He said, technology will look like magic. He says, he actually said to me, when you start to see technology, that's so incredible, it brings wonder, you will know that it's a manifestation of my goodness. And the Lord was the first person I ever heard say, it never even entered my mind that technology is a manifestation of goodness. Think about that. Technology is a manifestation of goodness. When we have hot water, when we can fly on to other countries, when we can see each other live right now, all of these things are manifestations of heaven on earth. See, I didn't know what heaven looked like. I thought heaven was ethereal. But heaven is laughter, joy, family, well-being. It's technology. It's clean energy. It's gravity energy. And all these solutions are coming from heaven. As the spirit is poured out like water, says there will be many visions and dreams. So we'll start to dream of bigger things and we'll see bigger things. So the fruit of the outpouring of the spirit isn't good revival meetings. That may happen. In fact, there'll be so many revivals just because of the age we're in. People, wherever they gather, there will be something happening. It'll just be the atmosphere we're living in, which is David's tent. So what I was showing was that David's tent, which is where the glory was seen and there was a frequency of worship and goodness and beauty, is actually the earth. The earth is David's tent. And the earth itself will be filled with the glory of the Lord. The knowledge of the glory of the Lord and the frequency and sound of worship will become the frequency and sound of the collective human heart. So what we're moving into in this age is the collective. We're moving into a harmonious flow of quantum entanglement and morphogenic fields, where we realize even if you're creating a sound in your room, it resonates through the morphogenic field. This is becoming a science that we're discovering, where there's a thing called the multiples effect, where if you get a revelation from Yahweh and you pull on a strand of light, even if you're alone, that idea will become diffused into other people's consciousness remotely. And they've measured this scientifically. They don't know how it works, but somehow we're an entangled race. We're an entangled species. And what this means is that there are cascading breakthroughs happening constantly now. So one breakthrough there triggers a breakthrough there, triggers a breakthrough there, which is like momentum that can't be pulled back. There's a momentum on shalom. There's a momentum on peace. There's a momentum on love, which has become the frequency of the earth. Even now, war is becoming an old-fashioned idea. No one in the world is enjoying this war between Russia and Ukraine. Even China is trying to broker peace, because war is an old frequency, an old covering, an old way of seeing and being that's dissolving as a realm of higher consciousness, which is the way of love, is breaking open over humanity, which is an answer to all the prayers. So if some of you feel offended by this, we've been praying for heaven on earth, not hell on earth. So any prophet that's framing up hell on earth doesn't believe in prayer and answered. I personally believe God answers prayers, that your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we are the beneficiaries of 2,000 years of prayer, where many of the saints have added their prayers into that realm and said, Lord, let it be on earth just like heaven, Eden, pleasure, bliss, joy. Ha ha. So we are seeing the breaking open of dawn light.
Yes. So
the breaking open of dawn light through the womb of the morning, through the womb of the spirit, is coming a redefinition of the human experience. And it's called the kingdom. It's called the kingdom, the king's domain, which is the realm of love, the realm of joy, the realm of peace. So there's never been a time like now for innovation. Any one of you can create an app. There's apps that do it for you. You can create music. You can download apps that create symphony, even from your voice. You can create art. You can create clothing. You can create technology. There's never been a time like now where the possibilities are open. You can have a voice, you can have a sound, you can have a frequency. So this is going to impact everything that we know on earth. Will there be a fight for the future? Yes, absolutely. You can see it in people like Putin. Putin wants to dig his heels in and have the order of death. But it's really a battle between life and death. But life always swallows death. So there is no structure of death. It says the gates of death will not prevail against my ecclesia. Now, my ecclesia, not always the people that you think. The ecclesia means the person who's connected to the mind of God in a legislative governmental arena to bring life upon the earth. And one of the things that's actually shocked me is often the people who are real ecclesia, they're not even preaching. They're not even on platforms. They may not even mix with Christianity much, but they are landing the thoughts and intents of God's heart. They are creating a new world. Mm-hmm. See, the kingdom is about a new world, a kainos creation and a new heavens. A new world is the state within, and the new heavens is the glory without. So it's about creating a new reality, a new personality, as you know, some people say, personal reality, where we let go of the reality that we've had. Mm-hmm. We let go of your limited beliefs. You let go of your pre-programmed patterns of behavior, and you start to realize that you are a limitless being, that you have a capacity within you for limitless potential and limitless life, and that you can do exceedingly above all you thought because of what you are. So one time I fell into a trance, and I was shown the most beautiful being I've ever seen. And you guys know this story. The wall disappeared. I'm preaching. And I saw this dancing, energetic, symphonic being of light and sparkles, dazzling, brilliant, beautiful. It was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in all my encounters in the heavens. And an audible voice said, "Do you know what this is?" And this being was dancing in the stars. And I said, "No, Lord, I don't know what this is." He said, "This is the beauty of the human spirit. And the human spirit has a limitless capacity to grow." So impregnated within you is the power of a limitless life. Wow. Where at any age, even in your 80s, you can start to create. Yeah. You know, Moses didn't even start till he was in his 80s, you know. And there's something that God wants to release now in terms of our potential, where even our body starts to change. Mm-hmm. Now, how this is going to happen, I don't know, but I've been shown that all of our organs have been like dead. They've been fallen. Our organs are going to begin to activate and start to behave in new ways that we've never seen before. One of the things I was shown, our hair is going to change. It's going to be glossy, silky. We'll be able to regrow our teeth. All athletic records will be broken. We won't need to eat much. We will actually be very lean and strong, but not need much food because of how effective our bodies are going to become as a new canopy called life, as a new canopy called the overshadowing of Yahweh's love. Mm-hmm. As we are in the cloud-filled chamber, in the womb of the morning, he's producing your youth like dew. So youthfulness and vigor is the natural conclusion of the resurrection. And we've been in the age where death has cast its shadow, but where death has cast a shadow, they shall see a great light. And that light is the light of life, that we're coming into the realm and the age where life is the predominant force. Mm. And you can discern which is the pathway to follow by, does it diminish or increase life? Does it diminish joy or increase joy? Any structure, ministry, business, corporation, or government that doesn't align with joy and life will diminish in influence. Mm. This has already been judged by heaven. And I saw this with an archangel, Zadkiel. They showed me that loving kindness, chesed, mercy, sweetness, grace is the force of the future. That whereas law, legalism, hatred, you know, all these divisive forces. So we have to shift. If we want to grow and we want to expand, we cannot be in the same mindset as we were in the past. Ooh. We cannot be in the old mindset where death has cast its shadow. Gossip, slander, backbiting, divisions, separations are all part of the system of death because they're based on judgment. But it's the mercy seat that triumphs over judgment. It's the seat of union. It's the seat of oneness. It's the seat of recognizing we are all a common species. So we're moving beyond identity in Christ, where the identity in the past is male and female. It's which nation you're from. It's Jew and Gentile. In Christ, there's just a new creation. There is a new human divine species, yes, expresses femininity and masculinity, but our old definition, our old country, our old name has been destroyed at the cross, and Jesus birthed and began the birthing of a new species that has a cosmic mandate. So we're going to become more and more heavenly minded. And part of the technology that I've seen is exploring the stars, gateway technology, gravity technology, all of these things are coming upon the earth. Okay, so the frequency of the future is love. It's love. It's moving into the frequency of love. And love is not something that you can add on to what you do. It's the position you sit in to do the thing you do. And any role or job or function you're doing right now where you forget that it's about love, we are going to be corrected over and over again to recalibrate back to love. So why am I with my children? Because of love. Why am I singing this song? Because of love. Why am I writing this book? Because of love. It can't be because you're talented. It can't be because you're gifted. It can't be because you want to do something. The frequency, and this is a huge shift that's coming upon the earth, is the realm of love. The realm of love is superseding everything else. And eventually it will become what we are. We will become love. And we will function from love and love every moment of what we do. In well and woe, we will be in union and in love. And there's a frequency on that, which is shalom. And the frequency of shalom is the government of the future. It's the God of peace that crushes Satan under our feet. So we will start to function more and more. When we're not in shalom, more and more, it's like the system will reject us because the system is now shalom. That means shalom in your relationships, shalom with yourself, shalom with Yahweh, shalom with the worship in the band, in the team. And more, it will look foreign and alien when we see disunity, when we see discord, when we see all of these things. They will be like from an echo of a past life that's passed away. And actually what is rising is union. What is rising is family. What is rising is love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. All of those attributes are immortal. So when you eat any of those, you are eating immortality and creating an immortal covering in your body, love, joy, peace, patience, goodness. So when you go into patience, for example, you pull out of that frenetic pain energy if it's not happened yet. And you sit in the realm of patience, and then you are in the realm of immortality. And we're learning to pull into the realm where abundance flows. This is where we function in our genius zone. We mm-hmm. don't function in the genius zone outside of patience or outside of love or outside of joy. When we're in frustration and toil and all these other things, we come under fallen time. But when we come into the frequency of love and joy, sometimes you don't even need to eat because you're being fed, and you're being fed the fruit of the spirit. The fruit is edible. Love, joy, peace, patience are edible. You can feel them. You could be invigorated by them. You know, when you laugh, you get strength and energy comes into your body. Laughter is medicine. Joy is medicine. It's health to your bones. So we are being transfigured by a realm of light. And this is where the Lord wants to take us, is to become people of the light, who walk in the light, abide in the light, and we come into the government of wisdom. See, I've seen many, many people who are creative who haven't managed to embody their creativity because they've lacked wisdom. So they've had a great book, or they've had a great song, or they've had a great preach, or a great this, but it's not enough anymore to have a great thing, because we're in the age where greatness is everywhere. We have to start to synergize with wisdom and engage the morphogenic field where we have expanded hearts. And one of the functions of wisdom is to expand your heart like the sand on the seashore, it says of Solomon, so that nothing is impossible for you. So the way that I started to have, like, the podcast grew and grew and grew from a small room of like 17 people to nearly 6 million people have downloaded, or downloads of the podcast, was I, in my heart, I was engaging wisdom on the frequency of my voice and the message, but I was also seeing thousands in the spirit. So I was living as if that thousands will experience this, thousands will hear this. And that's the posture that we have to enter into, is that we live in an expanded state where we see that that morphogenic field connects us all, and that what we're releasing in the atmosphere into that quantum field is rippling. It's rippling through space and time, and it's creating new futures. It's collapsing futures into better pathways. We're choosing life, not death. You know, this is why I'm really passionate about the prophetic movement, disentangling from a bad end times. And I'll continue to fight that paradigm, because I hear the Lord's thoughts are to prosper us, not to harm us. To the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. We go from glory to glory, light to light. We can't, to quote Chris Volleton, we can't rearm a devil that's already been disarmed. He's either been disarmed and defeated, or he's fully armed. But if you believe he's fully armed, you don't believe in the finished works of Jesus. Jesus, it says, stripped Satan of his authority, kicked them out of heaven. He fell like lightning, Jesus said. And now we're seated far above. Mm-hmm. So there isn't a battle anymore. The battle's in our minds. He says, wow, you overcome the world by faith. It's believing, not achieving, that we believe in this new kainos race. And this new kind of species has come, and we unfold it naturally through the rhythm of grace, through the rhythm of love, and through the rhythm of joy and wisdom. So we are being transfigured as a species. The word there means to flash out like lightning, to shine, to be radiant. So God's calling on the earth is that we become radiant in the cosmos. And all principalities and powers are looking for this to happen. And this has to happen on every level, from how we produce water bottles, how we create cars, to how we create energy. Every system that's about greed, every system that's about egoic driven, every system that's not rooted in love will collapse. They will end. But that which is rooted and established in love will transcend time. It will transcend space, and it will be part of the reign of the future. So we are a people that are beginning to move in the realm of light, and as a frequency, arise and shine. There's an emanation and a force and a light flow that we are bringing to the earth in this season that is meant to be transformative, and nations are going to come. So it says in 2 Corinthians 3:18, nothing between us and God, our face is shining with the brightness of his face. Now, Enoch said in his book that this will be a literal manifestation, that we will literally shine. There is a realm of glory, but I believe it's more than shining just face. It's the shining on the creativity. It's shining on the song. It's the shining on the clothing we produce. Mm-hmm. One of the things that's going to be severely challenged in this season is architecture. Many, many architects did not design their buildings thinking about immortality. Yeah. They will be alive to see how bad their buildings look in 100 years. That's going to fundamentally change architecture. People are going to start to build things for such beauty because they think, I don't want to be embarrassed in 100 years' time at what I've created. Mm-hmm. So the consciousness is changing, life expansions come in. And it's the realm of glory, the realm of grace. Mm-hmm. And those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the heavens, it says in Daniel. Mm-hmm. So there are company people who will be even brighter still. So even though there's a brightness coming on the earth, it's those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the heavens. The component that's coming upon the earth now, marrying into the ecclesia, is the spirit of wisdom. The spirit of wisdom is going to be a predominant feminine energy because we need birthing in this season. We need the womb of the morning where your youth comes like dew. We need mothering. We need wisdom. We need a woman's touch. So we're moving into sensitivity and awareness and presence where a higher dimension of us flows. Now, that higher dimension is already within us. But that we have to synchronize the consciousness with that realm. So inside of us is wisdom. Now, the way the rabbis explain this, David Cooper says it like this. He says, we are all immersed in light, but we can be like a cup that's shut. If we're worrying about the cares of this world and we're worrying about this and that, and we're in that negative energy zone, gossip land, we've shut the lid. But if we live in love and presence and union and oneness, we open the lid. And we're enveloped because the truth is we are already enveloped in wisdom. We are enveloped in light. It's about the state of consciousness that we enter into. And as we enter into the state of consciousness, we will know more and more sensitivity. We'll increase our sensitivity to the frequency of what my life should look like. And we'll begin to co-create that life because we'll follow the flow. We'll follow the flow of the energy and the light and the symphony, and it will become more and more natural to stay in harmonic resonance with his perfect John 10:10 abundant will. That will affect finances, that will affect relationships, it'll affect what we do and where we go. Mm-hmm. You guys okay so far? I'm nearly done because I don't know how long I'm supposed to talk for, but
all great.
So yeah, I know I'm bringing a lot to the table here. Awesome. And if you don't understand it, just get it in your heart that we are in the age of awareness. So in the past, we were not aware, but now we're aware of rich time. Now we're aware of timelines. We're becoming aware of our history, our present moment, and our future. And now we have to administrate that. So how are we as creative people going to administrate the reign of grace and the reign of love and the reign of immortality? We're going to administrate it by engaging the spirit of wisdom. So it says in scripture that wisdom builds the house, knowledge fills the house. So wisdom is an energetic system called clarity or Sophia, a being that we can entangle in within our relationship with Yahweh that shepherds us into the fullness of what we're supposed to be. So this is what it says in scripture. Long life is in her right hand. So wisdom has got long life in her hand. Riches and honor are in her left hand. So God wants everybody to be wealthy on the planet. We are going to move to the well-being economy, joy economy, where there'll be so much abundance. There'll be free energy, mass food production, clothing. The people won't even actually have to work for any of that. The old slavery economic system is going to end. It's going to be the age of creativity, where we can live in the creative purpose for which we were made. Now, some people say to me, oh, what about, is it concerning they're automating so many jobs? It's not going to be a concern. It's going to lead to the superseding of slavery into another kind of consciousness will form from it. And all of these things are temporary, by the way. There's a point coming where that technology will pass away because we will be the technology. We are the ultimate technology. We are gateway technology, portal technology. We can create with our words. We can govern creation. We can form things out of matter and quantum foam energy. So ultimately, even technology is just a scaffold for the revealing of sonship. The revealing of sonship is what all creation's waiting for. But technology is going to keep advancing because it's a manifestation of God's goodness. It's helping us get to where we need to go. Okay, so wisdom is a tree of life to those who take hold of her. Her ways are pleasing, her paths are peace. Happy are all who hold her near. So we are coming into an age where this is coming now upon the earth. And it's a choice. It's actually a choice. How are you going to live each day? Are you going to live in the Piscean age where we've been? Are you going to live in the system of death, system of division, system of bad end times, a system of judgment, control, manipulation, gossip, slander, negative energy? Or are you going to migrate into the age where it's flowing like water and wisdom's been poured out like rain? You're being filled with visions and dreams, and you have not got time for the negative energy system because you're an immortalist. You want to grow in life and immortality, and you want to eat the fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And you start to feast on the eternal, and you start to manifest another overshadowing, another covering. So even that what you whisper in private is shouted through creation, where you become a voice, where there are many voices. So people in history saw this age come in. There's this woman called Jane Leach. She was a prophet in the 1700s. She calls it the lineage of light. So the lineage of light is emerging upon the earth. And she said this, and she saw our day. She said, can you understand and discern this time? This is the day of God's great love visitation. Now, I like that. It's the day of God's great love visitation. It's always been about love. It always will be about love. I know people want these different types of revivals. They've all got labels they want. Everybody's got an opinion on whether it should be this or that, but it's actually all about love. And if a person's encountering love, I'm open for it in whatever way that looks, whether it's a crazy revival or a gentle revival. It's the frequency we're looking for.
That's right.
We're looking for the frequency of the immortal. We're looking for the frequency of love, not whether it's Pentecostal branded and it looks like this and it looks like that, because the highest miracle in this age is love. And we need to be looking with the wisdom of the age that we're coming into. Paul himself said that. He said prophecy and everything was childish things. He said there is now a more excellent way. And he saw it coming. He said that way is love. It's the frequency of love. And love is what's going to be the force of the future. Mm. So Jane Leach saw this and said, we may now draw near and hear what great secrets originate from the realm of the mountain. That's a great line, isn't it? We may now draw near and hear what great secrets originate from the realm of the mountain. So there are secrets coming from the realm of the mountain upon the earth. I've seen this. I've witnessed it in an ecstasy out of my body with Enoch. From God's laughter, all these destiny lights were coming to the earth constantly. And there were people just catching them and manifesting his kingdom on earth. And it's just going to accelerate. Anyone who has an open heart, a loving heart, a heart for the future can catch those thoughts. Those thoughts for people with open heart. So Sophia Wisdom spoke out and gave an invitation to her attend her discipline and counsel. As many as she should find willing and obedient, they should possess the treasures of her land and become stewards of the store of that realm. Wow, that is an amazing line. So the people who are open to wisdom are going to engage wisdom, and are going to become stewards of the store of that realm. How many of you guys on this call want to become stewards of the store of the realm of wisdom and hear the secrets that originate from the realm of the mountain? So that's the age we're in. It was further proposed to me that some will be anointed and sealed with power and taken into the secret council, at first a small known number, but which would dilate and increase till they were numberless. This is what I like about it. Everything I've seen about the future is getting bigger and bigger. I am not seeing this bad end time where it gets smaller. And none of the prophets I read in the ancient history saw that. They saw that the living lightnings would come. John G. Lake saw it. All these other people, that there would be a realm of God coming upon the earth to the increase of his government and peace. There will be no end. Arise and shine. Isaiah saw it. Isaiah's book is open. Isaiah's scroll is open. And heaven is shouting, come and learn and come and become stewards of the store of that realm. So that realm isn't affected by earth. That realm supersedes the earth, governs the earth, and transforms the earth. And I've seen that realm many times. I've seen money appear even in my hands. So I believe in that realm more than I believe in people's dark end time prophecies. I believe that life and love and immortality is the frequency of the Father. I believe the frequency of the Father is easy to discern. It's love. And that love is swallows death. Love, life swallows death. So there will be a numberless company. And this is what I see in all my engagements with this realm, is that it's just going to swallow us. All the nations, it says in Psalm 22, verse 27, all the nations will turn and remember that you are God, and all the families of the nations will remember. So whatever's coming next is for all. I love that word all, that he wants to be the all in all, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, it says he will unify all things in Christ, that there's a union coming, a consumption coming, a marriage coming. She said this, Jane Lead, I was shown that people will willingly comply and offer themselves to this noble and worthy employment. Anyone on this call want to have offer yourself freely for noble and worthy employment from the mountain of secrets, the realm of wisdom.
Yeah.
I would like to offer myself for noble employment.
Yeah.
They will become like the heavenly court and council. Inside them, the divine wisdom shall unfold the greatest of secrets. So guys, we're going to learn the secrets of how to create energy from air, energy from gravity, energy from quantum foam. We are in the age of energy. We're going to learn how to create matter, how to create food, co-create with our words, create realities with our lips. We're going to learn how to bend space and time to open up portals and gateways. We're going to learn how to ascend and transcend death. We're going to learn how to walk with angels, walk in the stars, govern the stars, have expanded consciousness, multi-locate, bi-locate. But what will emerge from this is the blueprint of family. Family will be the core value of the future. In the future, when you look a century ahead, the main thing that all people take joy in is children and family and community and creativity. Creative hubs exist all over the world. The governments that we know now have been superseded. All of them will be dissolved over time and superseded by God's government and how he wants to do it. And the blueprint for that is family, not competition, not anger, not Republican versus, you know, left versus right, Labour versus Conservative. That will be obliterated as a new model of love comes. And the love politics will be radically, radically different to the politics we have upon the earth right now. It will be about cooperation, collaboration, and aligning the blueprint of Yahweh's heart.
Wow.
Okay. So people will willingly comply to this, and it will become a fiery law, she said, in the spirit of life, engraved upon the mind and heart. So a new law is being engraved upon our hearts with fiery love called the spirit of life. The spirit of life will now become the predominant thinking. We will always be thinking, do my words bring life? Do my actions bring life? Am I bringing life here? And we will come under the shadow of life and the spirit of life. And many, many of the things that we do now will disappear from the earth. Things we watch, things we think about, things we say will be superseded by love. Love will actually transform us. So we're being sealed by this. It's a fiery law. So the shin in shalom is coming to consume in this season. The shin in shalom is burning upon the earth. And you can see it all over the earth, actually. It's consuming and gnashing and burning up structures. It's burning up churches. It's burning up ministries. It's burning up organizations. It's burning up reputations. There's nowhere that you can escape the shin of shalom. It is manifesting. It is the fire of love. So it's going to be engraved upon our hearts, springing and rising according to the pure flow of the Holy Ghost, immediately taught from God through a fountain of wisdom within. So we're going to come to a fountain of wisdom within. I'm looking at a lovely scene right now. It's beautiful. So I'm nearly finished, guys, because I can talk a lot and I don't want to, you know.
Oh my gosh, it's awesome. Just keep going.
Okay, yeah. So this is Jane Lead. I'm just going to finish what she said. We will be immediately taught from God through a fountain of wisdom within. What does that mean? That means the age of prophets is done, because we are being taught immediately from God through a fountain of wisdom within. Wow. Yes, we can affirmation and love and help people, but yeah, the age that we've been in of dependency upon these ministries is over. It's been over for decades anyway, but it's just more and more obvious. I think anyone around the world can see this. I think they tethered to politics, they tethered to the old system, they tethered to Christendom, which was an empire spirit, and that is all going. As somebody said there, goodbye to the middleman. Yeah, I don't try and be a middleman. I'm announcing the happy gospel that a new world has begun, that Christ has swallowed up the creation. So, amazingly, Jane Lead back in the 1700s saw that immortality would be the fruit of this. We have to start to think about immortality. I know we're not used to it because we've had death cast its shadow. We've been under the darkness of death, but we have to think about immortality and seeing your children grow up and your great-grandchildren and your children's children. Think about Methuselah and Noah and Enoch and Adam and the restoration of life on the earth, because this is coming. This is coming. God is going to start healing the desolation of generations and genetics. And Jane Lead saw this. She said, Christ in them shall come to be grown up in a perfect stature, covering them all over with his divine nature. They shall know length of days, as it was in the patriarchs before the flood, even to Methuselah's years. So we're talking about living for 1,000 years. This is radically going to change how we live upon the earth. It's going to change how we manage money, time, everything, because we cannot blow up relationships when we're going to be on the same planet as people for 1,000 years. You can't live in a destructive way and pollute when you're going to live on the planet for 1,000 years. You can't seek your own agenda when you're going to be alive for 1,000 years. It's going to have to be oneness. Okay. It's going to have to be transgenerational. It's going to have to be love, because you are going to live long enough to see the fruit of what you plant. And this is going to cause a shift all across the earth, and the architecture is going to be phenomenal. The things we build are going to be phenomenal. The biodegradable, I saw even the most advanced technology will be totally 100% biodegradable. We'll be able to deal with radiation upon the earth. There's going to be technology released. We're going to have anti-gravity technology. We're going to be able to build incredible buildings where you can walk on walls, all sorts of things. This is all coming upon the earth. Wow. So thank you, Yahweh. So I'm going to land it now and say that our bodies are going to be swallowed up. Jane Lead said this, the swallowing up of the outward body into an immortal figure of glory for constant manifestation and duration. How many of you guys want an immortal body for constant manifestation and duration? Anybody fancy constant duration? And it says to transcend all these bounds and limits of numbers of years by putting on that glorified figure, which can never need to fear the diminution and alteration of its beauty and perfection. In other words, I'm back on this lovely scene again.
I know.
Hold on. Beautiful. Steve. So let me say that again.
Yeah.
Putting on the glorified figure, which can never need to fear the diminution and alteration of its beauty and perfection. In other words, you're going to look beautiful and perfect all your days. This isn't like living longer and longer to look like you're so shriveled up. You're like a raisin that's left in the Sahara Desert. We're talking about youth will be with you. With beauty. And the measuring line of life shall be stretched out. I've seen this. Okay. I was taken into an ecstasy out of my body. And I saw timeline stretching, and it went, and then it went so crazy. I couldn't even work out what I was seeing. We have to have a vision for ongoing life on earth, not a rapture, not a bad end times, ongoing transmutation of this planet. That's the kingdom. That's what Jesus is going to do on the earth. That's what the Lord is releasing. There's never been a failure of what Jesus is releasing upon the earth. Okay. As the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall enjoy the work of their hands, and will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord shall wipe away tears from all their faces. Wow. Okay. So there we go. We're already in this. This is the key thing. I'll end with this point. This is from Rabbi David Cooper. I really enjoy this rabbi. I've read many of his books. He said, we are always standing under an intense beam of light. Mm-hmm. However, we are sealed tight in our own sense of separate self. And thus we experience an inner darkness and fail to realize we are actually immersed in this light. The goal of our practice is oneness. Oneness will define the future. That is where we're going. We're all in. We are all included. We are all in him. We live in him. We move. Wow. In him, we have our being. And we are returning back to that singularity, the source of all, the Aleph, because the Tav, the end, goes into the Aleph, and the Aleph is one. The Aleph is the beginning. The Aleph is the mystery, the wonder. And we are returning to awe and wonder. This will be the frequency of this age. So I thank you, Yahweh. We honor wisdom tonight. We thank you that she is a midwife helping us birth a new dawn. We honor her. May her hand be on everything we do. May our hearts be massively expanded. We ask, Yahweh, that with your fiery flame, you would write life and immortality on our hearts, the way of love, the way of expansion. Massive expanded hearts who dare to believe it all, who dare to believe it all, that you can do exceedingly above all we ask or think or dream, according to the power at work in us. And that power is love, and love never fails, and you will not fail.
Thank you, Jesus.
Love wins. Thank you, Yahweh.
Thank you.
If you guys have got more questions after this session, that's fine. That means I've done my job. I've expanded you, because my job isn't to answer everything. It's to expand you. So you ask new questions. Think bigger. You're powerful to journey out. How does this all fit together? None of us fully know, but we know love. And we know the frequency of love. And this is going to be an incredible moment in history. So we will choose to enjoy it. We will choose to enjoy it. Because we've seen it. We've seen what's coming, which is heaven. Heaven on earth.
Come on.
So thank you, Lord. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for having me on Creative Space. I honor what you're doing.
Wow.
thank you, Justin.
Boom.
Amazing. Yeah, we're honored to have you for sure. And yeah, just wow. While you were talking, I was thinking, and you know, we've talked around some of these themes about, you know, the foundation of Zion is love. You know, God is love. And so everything comes out of that. And as we walk as this new breed of creatives in the earth, we essentially become love, just like you were saying, and we walk according to the ways and weapons of Zion, which are shalom, which are joy. These are the cornerstones of Zion, which are beauty, joy, shalom. But then love is undergirds all of that. And so that is, we're not here to necessarily revolutionize. We're here to create a whole new world. And so I love that. I love that. And we could go back and forth all day on this, I think. But I'm gonna, I think we are making an announcement, Janine? Are we making any sort of announcement today? I don't want to put you on the spot. I thought we were making an announcement. I'm going to toss it back to you.
Okay, toss it back to me.
All right.
Okay. Matt, that was so awesome, Justin. I loved it. I loved the hope that you brought in that, you know, especially with, you know, when we're looking around us right now and we're seeing governments shaking. I think there's so much glory knowing that the future is full of love. and it's full of his heart for people. And you know, that's what we're doing every time we're creating, even like our small pieces of art, even our little songs, you know, in our small little rooms like this, we're engaging with his heart and releasing that into the cosmos. Sure. That little melody, that little picture, that little poem. And and it's so, we did, sometimes I don't think we really know how, when we do these from the things from the hidden place, how much power of his heart and his kingdom is on it, you know. And when you were talking about architects of the future, and I know, like, this is your life's message, Elizabeth, you preach this so amazingly, but you know, we are really revealing who he is, you know, because he is in us, and we're just letting that flow of his heart out. So it's so beautiful. And I loved what I think what you said about everything needs to get judged by life and love. Like, is it love? Are my words love? Am I doing this because of love? You know, that really hit me. And I'm just so excited, you know, that the future is glorious. Yes, it's happy. Absolutely. It's like, wow. It's full of provision. It's full of the supply. You know, there is no lack when we are hooked up into the main supply, into the resource of heaven. And isn't that just something to have peace in at this time where, you know, the economy is kind of shaking and, you know, in the midst of crumbling, you know, we are, I don't know what it's like across the world with you guys, but in the UK, you know, that's what it's like, you know, that everyone's striking all the time because they're not getting paid enough. And if you look with these eyes, at this level, you'll think, you know, where is God in all this, you know? But he's here, and he's saying, like, it's time for love now. I've had enough of that, and his light and beauty's coming. So it's I loved it. Thank you so much.
Those old systems are crumbling. You know, it's been ordained by Zion. This is a decree of heaven. Wow. That loving kindness is the frequency of the future, and mercy.
Yeah.
And justice, you know, beautiful. There is justice in it. So it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be challenging. So you're right, Ginny, we have to live from this higher. This is why I talked about ascension, wisdom, union, and recognizing all is well and all shall be well. It's wellness, well-being economy is coming. Mm-hmm. And we can just rest in that. We can. I don't really worry too much about the future in terms of the world events, because actually even a few people governing can affect outcomes. You know, we need to learn how powerful we are. This is another thing with the prophetic movement. It creates a victim mindset where everybody's worried about this and worried about that and panicking about this and panic. It's not being powerful. We are more than conquerors. We are creating the future, and we can collapse the future pattern we want. You know, whatever you desire will be done for you. So it's like we need to desire different things and start framing up a better world. And that is going to continue to come upon the world. We're going to think differently. It's a now thing.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
And I think you said something recently to me. I think we were talking about something else, but you said, like, what your eye hooks into multiplies. And I think that's why our eyes have to be hooked above. You know, they have to be hooked into the way that what God's doing, into the light, into love, and not like all the chaos is kind of going down here. And that, because it is time for it to multiply, it's time for it to manifest.
And what you that's it. And what you find is, Janine, is a lot of the chaos isn't true. Every time I do this all the time with the news, they flag up a massive storm, or they flag up a massive economic event or a massive recession, and then it just passes. And they live off, look at COVID, they live off that trading platform of fear. So don't ever into it, because it's all smoke and mirrors. You know, it's, and the more we ascend, the more we transcend. Set your mind on things above, not on things of this world. And then what I do is, when I read the paper, I read it from an ascension. And it's amazing how it all opens up and you see that's agenda, they're manipulating that, that's the energy company speaking, that's sponsored by this person, that's sponsored by the war industry. And you start to see actually all this news is just manipulation to produce economic outcomes, because there's never, ever really a true recession. The wealth's growing. You can look at it on charts. The wealth is constantly growing. What it is distribution of wealth that changes. And that is all done in a way to manipulate people. And that system's coming down because it's not based on love. It will be based on love in the future. And we have all we need for life and godliness. This planet is full of riches. And in fact, the universe is so full of riches that as we start to go to the stars, gold won't be worth anything. There's literally, they've already found and sent a satellite to this. There is a rock in, not far from us, that's pure gold. It's enough to make everyone a billionaire if they brought it to Earth. So there's no lack. So, you know, it's all about mindsets. And we're going to discover that a lot of what we believe is false. And remember that Satan is the father of lies. And we have to come out. And a lot of the prophetic's tethered into his branding. We mustn't fall for Satan's branding. He's not that special.
You know? Stingy.
Not that special. You know, Isaiah, you talk about Isaiah's scroll. It says in Isaiah, we'll all look on Satan one day and say, is that all you were? Is that all you were? He's just a fallen cherubim, one fallen cherubim. That's all he is. We give him far too much credibility. It's actually us that create a lot of the chaos because we're siding with these illusions. So as we move into the realm of light, love will predominate and all will be well. Anyway. Yes,
amen. Amen. All will be well. That's such a brilliant thing to land on. All will be well. Thank you, Father, that all will be well for each of us. Whatever's going on in our lives right now, all will be well. All will be well in our bodies. All will be well in our hearts. All will be well with our families, in our minds. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Father. That's the glorious hope that we have from you.